to the Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier and flatter, belly and more joyful life. I'm your host, Kezia Hall. I'm a nutrition and functional medicine geek. And I just love talking to myself and to a microphone in my home office. It's just fun, guys. Welcome to this week's episode. And this week, we're talking about fat. Yep, fat. And are you fat phobic? Are you eating enough fat? How much fat is enough to eat? Why should you eat fat? Is fat going to clog your arteries and give you heart disease or a stroke or basically like kill you off? All things fat, which is maybe one of my most favorite topics to talk about. I literally need to start some sort of merchandise line that just talks about the joy of butter. I mean, I seriously do. I would wear t-shirts that say, please eat butter. I feel like that's my one mission in life, actually. If I can get people to switch from eating margarine to eating butter, then I'll feel like I've really accomplished something in my life. I really will. So that is what we're going to be talking about today. But before we dive on in, thank you for your reviews, lovelies. I'd love to hear from you. You leaving a review is just a way of saying, thanks, Kezia. You know, these podcasts require time and money to put into them. They are something that I pay to put up in terms of admin fees and hosting fees and different things like that. So you leaving a review is just a really nice way of saying thanks and letting me know what you want to hear. I run this podcast not actually because I like the sound of my own voice. It's taken me a long time to get used to hearing my voice recorded, but as to be a weekly training and teaching resource to help you create the life that you really want and to help you feel a whole lot more kick-ass and awesome. So head over to iTunes, leave a review, which would be fabulous. And if you want to speak to me in person, then make sure you book in your clarity call. Go to supernaturallyhealthy.org/clarity and we can sit down, have a conversation on the phone or on Skype and talk about what the heck's going on with your health, what the heck's going on with your relationship with food, and create, and I'll shed some clarity of what's really going on and what are the main action steps to help you move forward. And what are the things that you can do to get to where you want to be? And I'll bash through all the overwhelm, all the confusion, all the what do I do? Where do I begin? Should I be vegan? Should I be paleo? What about this vitamin? What about this supplement? Blah, blah, blah. We bash through all of that, make it clear and make it simple. So make sure you book yours. So today we're getting down and dirty with fat and not body fat necessarily, although I love to talk about body fat as well. It's also a juicy topic. You can find out actually more about that. I talk about body fat a bit more on episode 10, where we talk about being a fat feminist and what that looks like. But this week we're talking about eating fat, eating like dietary fat. Because I find, even after I've been doing this for many a year, not really that many, 3 or 4 years, I am still regularly having conversations with people about eating fat, and this concept of being fat phobic is something that I feel is rife in our world, in Britain and in Western worlds in general, because it's the message we've been told. So I still, even now with clients, can spend a good chunk of time explaining why fat is not to be feared. Dietary fat is not something that you want to be afraid of. It's not something that's going to kill you. And it's something most of the time that people need to eat more of. So we're going to bash through a couple of different areas and look at a couple of different things when we talk about fat and what it is that we can do to really support that in terms of moving forward and how you can get over your fat phobia. Because my guess is that you're maybe a bit fat phobic listening to this, or maybe you're a bit like, I eat fat, Kezia, and that is like a teaspoon of coconut oil a day. And you think that is a good amount of fat. Wow. Lovely. We're going to have a good old conversation. Pull up a chair. Let's sit down the imaginary table. I don't know where I was going with that. I really don't. It's a Friday when I'm recording this. I've just submitted one of my essays for uni. My brain is going to wild places. So fat. What do I mean first when I'm talking about fat? Let's clarify. Let's bring a bit of definition to the word. So dietary fat. What I'm talking about is healthy fats. So healthy, natural fats. They would include things like avocados, olive oil, cold-pressed coconut oil, coconut products in general, egg yolks, nuts, seeds, and any oils that come from nuts and seeds. Generally, things like in dairy, cheese, good old mature cheese, got good fat in there. Other dairy products. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about good fats. There is such a thing as bad fats, or as I call them, Frankenstein fats. It's the best way to describe them. They are fats that are kind of been mutated and are like in a Frankenstein type form. They've been messed with. And they cause a lot of damage to our bodies. These are the fats that you really want to avoid. If you're going to avoid fat, avoid these fats. And these are your hydrogenated trans fats. These are vegetable fats. So things like vegetable oil, anything that's like a hydrogenated fat in there in the ingredients list. Things like even rapeseed oil. Just generally vegetable oils and generic oils that they use, and they mainly use these oils in processed foods. They use them at takeaways, at eating out a lot of the time. These are the fats that you really want to avoid. The molecular structure of them has been altered through intense heating, which is why, say with coconut oil, you don't want to consume refined coconut oil. It's been heated to high temperatures. It's really not that great. Whereas you want to consume cold pressed coconut oil. It's not been heated to a high temperature. And what high temperatures do a lot of the time with fats, especially unstable fats like your monounsaturated fats or your polyunsaturated fats, when they get heated up to a high temperature, the molecular structure of them can shift. And this, it changes in its molecular structure, and therefore it has a different impact on the body. Basically, and it can make your cell walls, which are made of fat, stiffer. So I'll not go too geeky, I'll leave it there. But though there is such a thing as bad fats, and there is such a thing as fats that you want to avoid, but they're not the fats that you've been told to avoid. They're not the saturated fats. No. They're those healthy vegetable fats, your sunflower oil fats, your rapeseed oil fats, your any fat that gets heated up, that's a vegetable oil that gets heated up to high temperatures, you want to avoid. You really, really do. You just don't want to go there. So that's a little bit of information of what I'm talking about when we're talking about fats. The next obvious question is, Kezia, why do I need to eat more fats? You've probably grown up and feel like you've had most of your life heard the message of low fat yogurt, low fat milk, low fat salad dressing, low-fat lean meats, chicken breasts all the way. No, hardly any fat on those. Avoid chicken thighs. So much fat on them. You know, we've just been given this message of low-fat. If you've ever been in a diet club like I have, I was in my first diet club of Swimming World when I started when I was 11. So that's when I started to go, you know, be low-fat. So if I was going to put dressing on something, it was like a special ingredient free, fat free, everything free dressing, or I'd portion out a teaspoon of olive oil if I was going a bit crazy. Low fat yogurt or very low fat natural yogurt, very low fat blueberry yogurts that are filled with aspartame, a lot of that going on. Miller Lights. I feel like I've probably eaten my body weight in Miller Lights just between the ages of like 11 and 17. I never need to eat another one again in my life because I've consumed so many of them. maybe I need to go get some counselling around Miller Lights. But we have, most of us have been told to eat less fat because health is bad, fat is bad for you. It can, fat that you eat can get, start floating around in your blood, clog up your arteries. It can make you fat. It can cause heart problems. That's generally the gist of why we tend to avoid fat. But this whole podcast, I'm hopefully going to encourage you to eat more fat and enjoy and embrace the world of fat. Because, number one, food tastes better when it has natural fat in it. You know, those extra low-fat natural yogurts, those extra low-fat yogurts, I mean, I don't think I could eat one now. They're not nice. Skimmed milk. I mean, you basically just should eat water. Like, skimmed milk, unless it's like a flavor thing. Sometimes people just don't like flavor. Totally get that. I'm not a huge milk fan myself. But skimmed milk, I mean, seriously, just taste of nothing. A lean chicken breast. Unless you add tons of spices and a bit of fat to that thing, it's like the driest, saddest thing ever. Where's a chicken thigh roasted with skin on with maybe a little bit of salt? I mean, that can be pretty tasty if you get that skin nice and crispy. Whereas just like a grilled chicken breast with a little bit of salt on is about as appealing as getting your legs waxed to me personally. So we need to eat more fat. Now, there is research around this. In the show notes, I will link to probably the easiest thing to digest research-wise is to a meta-analysis that looks at, does saturated fat basically give you heart disease? I'll link to that. You can read that if you like. It's relatively, you know, the abstract is relatively easy to sum up. But the research shows that eating fat, even saturated fat, does not give you heart disease. I'm not going to go into that in too much detail, but you can do the research. A lot of these researches are public access. You can read and research them. So that's a little bit of debunking going on. But why do we need to eat more fats? Like, we've been told not to eat them. Why do we need them? What is beneficial for our health around them? So fats have a huge role in the body. And so I'm just going to mention a couple of them. So the first thing is, if you think about your cells, go back to like biology at school. Remember learning about cells? You have the cell wall, and then you have like you have all the other bits going on in the cell. You have like your nucleus going on. You have, maybe you learn about the mitochondria potentially. You the basic kind of cell structure of what we have here. Cell walls are made of phospholipids. Lipids is fat. So if you think about all the cells in your body, you're basically a lump of cells. Your organs are lots of cells lumped together. Your body, lots of cells lumped together. The structure of our cells, on a really basic level here, guys, I'm not going to go super deep or scientific on you. Keep it simple. The basic structure that keeps our cells not exploding or imploding in themselves is this fatty layer. So reason number one. We're made up of fats, basically. Number two, our hormones, especially for most of you, probably women listening, hormones are made up of fats. So the basic building block for a lot of our hormones is cholesterol. Now, we tend to be like, ooh, boo, cholesterol, boo, hiss, hiss, boo. But no, cholesterol can be our friend. We need cholesterol. Cholesterol is really important. If we did not have any cholesterol, we would die. We don't want that. It's not good. Cholesterol is a basic building block for our hormones, and it's a fat. Really, really important. If you have hormonal imbalances, if you are trying to start your periods, come off the pill, clear your skin, help your energy, balance your insulin, get pregnant, we need to be making some good hormones. And hormones are chemical messengers. So a lot, you know, if you're ever wondering how does a message maybe get from the head to your little toe, it's hormones can play a role in that. Obviously, any nervous system and electrical signals do as well, but, you know, keep it simple. We need hormones, not just for, you know, reproductive reasons. Insulin is a hormone. You know, it's a basic building block of our health and well-being as women is our hormones, is our fats and our hormones. So, so important. So those are just a couple of quick snippets about two of the roles that fats have in the body. Keeping it simple, there's obviously a lot more that go on, but I'm going to keep it at that for now. So fats play a really important role in the body. Cholesterol plays an important role. Fat play an important role. And the interesting thing about cholesterol is I'll have to do another episode on just cholesterol. But your body makes cholesterol. It's in itself, only 25% roughly comes from your diet. If you have high cholesterol, it's often because your body is making too much cholesterol. It's not because you're necessarily eating too much cholesterol. Some people might be. But most of the time, it's because people's body is naturally making its own cholesterol. So why would your body make more cholesterol? Why would it make this building block of hormones? Because it feels threatened and it needs to heal. Again, I'll go into that in another episode, because it's another big myth out there around cholesterol and everyone going on cholesterol lowering drugs and cholesterol margarines and all sorts. So those are what fat is. Those are the reasons we should eat more of it. So how much fat are you eating? Are you fat phobic? And I know for me and for lots of the clients I've worked with, if you have come from this sort of dieting, Weight Watchers, Slimmer World, fill in the gap with whatever dietary program you want. I'm not here to comment on those dietary programs. There is some good benefits to them. I know people see great results from them, whatever. But if you come from that perspective, you will have had thoroughly indoctrinated into you that you don't want to eat too much fat. And I know for me and lots of the clients I work with that I had to slowly introduce more fats. For me, this happened when I lived in Italy for about 6 months. And, you know, Italy is all about the coffee. You know, you're not going to get a skimmed cappuccino in Florence or Venice, which was the two places that I lived in. Like, they would literally look at you like you were insane if you asked for a skinny cappuccino. You know, having gelato most night that was definitely made of cream. There was no like skimmed milk powder in that gelato. Olive oil on everything. Just poured on everything. You know, pizzas with cheese on. It was a good education in eating fats. And that was the first time when I'd really allowed myself just to eat fat, to eat good food, eat healthy. And I didn't put on weight, because that's the biggest fear, isn't it? We think if we eat fat, we're going to get fat. And I, in my dieting kind of indoctrination that I had, was like, if I eat fat, I'm going to get fat. So I had this huge fear. So I thought, coming back from Italy, from living there, I'd come back and I'd be the size of a house. But I came back, I weighed myself. I think I'd actually lost a couple of pounds. All my clothes still fitted. No drama, no weight gain. And I'd basically spent 6 months eating awesome foods. And olives and it was just awesome. Go to Italy if you've never been. So fats don't make you fat. They don't. Healthy fats aren't going to be the thing that makes you fat. They're not. So if you have a fear around eating fats, it's really about changing that belief and slowly introducing. You don't suddenly need to overnight go from eating zero fat to like full fat hummus and gallons of olive oil. You can go really slow with this. Think about, maybe right now you will buy a low fat dressing for your salad. We're heading into summer soon, and you normally buy like a super low fat dressing that's probably like water and rapeseed oil and aspartame or whatever. Start using just olive oil, balsamic, make your own dressings. It's super yummy. I've got a few on my website. You can find them all on Pinterest. Make your own and put them liberally on your salads. Start there. Maybe you buy a very low fat natural yogurt. You could just switch to full fat natural yogurt. That'd be a good one. Maybe you use margarine. Margarine is basically those trans fats, those hydrogenated fats that we want to avoid like the plague. So if you buy margarine, please buy butter. Like, seriously, please buy butter. And then I can die a happy woman whenever that day comes, knowing that I've helped you convert from margarine to butter. That would seriously make me happy. Please tell me. Please take a picture of your first pack of butter if you do that. And I will rejoice with you, because that would make me so excited. You know, you don't have to suddenly go crazy with this overnight. If you do feel a bit afraid to eat fat, you feel like you're going to get fat, you feel, you know, all those things, you can go slow. But how much fat should we be eating? That's probably the next thing. You're like, well, Kezia, I think I maybe eat fat, but am I eating enough? Or maybe am I eating too much? Now, obviously, this is individual. Everyone is slightly different. Everyone has different metabolisms, different efficiencies at processing fat. So when I did some private lab tests at the start of last year, it showed that I was actually quite poor at metabolizing fats. So I am not digesting fat was fine for me. So those are two different things. Digesting fats, lots of people will struggle to digest fat. They might have gallbladder issues, had their gallbladder removed, which I'll touch on in a minute. Metabolizing fats is more about once I've digested them, how good am I at getting energy from that food? So how good am I at getting energy from fat? How good am I at getting energy from protein? How good am I at getting energy from glucose? So everyone is slightly different, and all my clients all feel better on eating certain amounts of fat. But in general, you want to be having a serving of healthy fats with every meal. So let me give you an example. Think about what I've eaten today. So today for breakfast, I had 2 duck eggs and I had them on a slice of buckwheat toast with some vegetable. What vegetable did I have? Onions and some butter on the top. So that's my meal. My serving of fat was the duck egg yolks and the extra butter that I put on there and also the butter that I cooked my onions in. I really like butter, you can tell. Okay, let's look at lunch. So for lunch, I had leftover fish pie. The fat in there came from the coconut milk that was in the saucy bit of the fish pie. I put some sardines in there, which have a portion of omega-3 fatty acids. There was butter in the mash and there was cheese on top of the thing. That was where that serving of fat from. For dinner tonight, I am going to be having a bolognese and I'm going to serve that with some salad. And so I'm going to be having olive oil and maybe some pumpkin seeds with the salad and the bolognese. So you can see with each of my meal, fat is included. And fat is, you really want to be thinking, when you think of a meal, like, you know, if you think of fat, vegetables, proteins, and carbohydrates, you want at least a quarter of your meal to be coming from fat, even more so than that. When I last did a dietary analysis of what I ate, and this is before I got pregnant, I was probably roughly eating about 50% of fat and my daily intake, 40 to 50%. And again, I think I probably in the future, and probably now, it's a bit different. I'm eating more carbs being pregnant, but I'm still probably getting about 40, 30% fat in my diet overall. So really want to be every single meal, you want to be thinking, where's the healthy fats in this? Where is the healthy fat? You want to be thinking fat and protein and vegetables before carbohydrate. That's something that I teach in my Nourish membership community. We flip the plate and it's a really, really helpful way of looking at it. We want to be eating some fat with every meal. It's really simple. Really simple. Bit of olive oil, bit of butter on something, maybe egg yolk, adding an extra egg yolk. I'll sometimes put egg yolk into my smoothies. Fish, you've got your omega fatty acids like salmon, sardines, mackerel. Where is the fat coming from? And I would encourage you to then experiment. If you're having at least one serving of fat per meal, then try experimenting with having 2 different servings per meal and see how you feel. The best way to find out how much fat you should be eating is to experiment and figure out what makes you feel good. So experiment, add a little bit more fat, add 2 portions of fat to your meals. So like with my breakfast, I had the duck egg yolk and I had the butter. That's 2 portions of fat going on. With my dinner, I'll probably have 2 portions of fat. I'll put some cheese on the bolognese and I'll have some olive oil in the thing. And obviously there's fat in the beef, that the grass-fed beef that I'll be using as well. That's not like a lean, I don't really do lean cuts of meat because I get organic grass-fed UK meat always, and it's always high quality. So I'm happy to eat the fat of meat. So that's roughly how much you want to be eating. But let's do a bit of troubleshooting. That's the word. You might be thinking, Kezia, I don't digest fat very well. When I eat fatty foods, I get a sore tummy. I have diarrhea. I get reflux, whatever it is. So if you, and I'm going to look at this from a healthy fats perspective. You might just be, if you eat like a McDonald's and you get reflux, it's probably just because it's lots of trans fats and kind of
not that great quality food.
So what if you struggle digesting fats? This is a common problem. I've had lots of clients that I've had that come to me and they've already had their gallbladder removed. It's just been whipped out of them. Like, it's not necessary or nothing can be done. And 100%, if you cannot digest fats, it's important. You need to deal with it. But most of the time you can heal from that. Your body is created to digest fats. If you're not able to, it's because there's an issue going on with your gallbladder, your liver, your bile, your stomach acid, something around there. So if you can't digest fats, then there's a couple of things that you need to look at. First of all is consuming coconut oil can be quite helpful as a place to start. It is a fat, but you often digest it slightly differently just in terms of the makeup that it is. So try a bit of coconut oil. See if you digest that well. Most of the time, you probably will. Second thing is you want to work on your digestion. So you don't want to be drinking a lot with meals. And you might want to try some sort of digestive support and go and see a practitioner like myself, or if you want to see someone locally, go and chat to someone who focuses on nutrition, and they might help support your stomach acid. They might suggest a digestive enzyme that can be helpful. Or if you go to a herbalist, they can create a kind of digestive bitters blend or tincture for you, which can be really, really helpful at supporting your digestion and fatty acid digestion. The next thing is you want to focus on supporting your bile. Bile is made in the liver and stored in your gallbladder and is a really helpful substance for us digesting fats. It emulsifies fats, it helps break it down so that it can be kind of digested and absorbed into the body. So foods that can support bile, things like beetroot, your kind of green, bitter, leafy greens, that can be a great kind of a bile stimulating. Those like beetroot especially, your things like rocket, kale, those kind of things can really, really help with bile support. Things like having a bit of lemon juice in your water, raw apple cider vinegar can all help with that. But if you have struggled with digesting fats for a while, I do recommend you go and chat to someone about that and kind of look into why. Why can't you digest fats? Because that's what your body's created to do. Your body needs fats. So if you can't digest them, you're not only unable to digest the fats, you're also not getting the fat-soluble vitamins of A, D, E, and K that come with them. And that's really, really problematic. So if you can't digest fats, that's okay. There's lots that can be done. You're not doomed. Even if you've had your gallbladder removed, you're not doomed. Your liver should still be producing bile. So you can still digest fats. And it's just about finding what works for you and what's going to kind of help you to feel good in terms of moving forward. So, are you excited to eat more fats? Are you feeling fat-tastic? Are you feeling fat-tabulous? This isn't going to go well, is it? I hope you are. I hope you feel a bit more inspired to eat fats. And I can tell you, the more fats that I've eaten, the better I've felt, the more healed my body has gotten, and the healthier weight that I have found. You don't need to go on a ketogenic diet. If for those of you that know what that is, you don't necessarily need to go on that. You don't need to do anything crazy unless, you know, maybe advised by a practitioner you're working with, because it can be a helpful approach. But just not being afraid of fats, eating healthy fats, encouraging your kids to eat fat if you have kids, your family to eat healthy fats. And if you are like, well, Kezia, I'm actually not losing weight, then it's not because of the fats. It's often because of the carbohydrates. You're eating too many carbs, too many sugars, and you should join me in my next Beat the Sweet Sugar Challenge, whenever that's going to happen. I'm currently running one right now and it's going really well and people are loving it. So I might run it sooner. I wasn't planning on to, but people are finding it really helpful. So if you're not losing weight, focus on ditching the sugar, not on ditching the fat, to summarize it. But fats will not make you fat. They're going to help you to feel awesome and have happy skin and good hormones and feel full, stabilize your blood sugar. Fat is your friend. It is. Fat is your friend. Whether it's body fat, whether it's dietary fat, fat is not something to be feared. Fat is your friend. So on that note, I'm going to go and find a fatty snack. All this talking about food, I'm hungry. I think I'm going to go and get some almond butter and carrot sticks maybe. Or maybe like an almond butter smoothie, chocolate smoothie, something. Along those lines, I'm going to go find me some fat before dinner time. Otherwise, sending you lots of love. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions about this, any questions about fat, then either head to Instagram at Supernaturally Healthy, Facebook at Supernaturally Healthy. You can message me there directly. Or head to the blog and the show notes and you can leave a comment there and I will get back to you on either of those platforms. Okay, sending you lots of love. Don't forget to book your clarity call with me so we can speak in IRL in real life and I can help you to ditch the confusion and the overwhelm and create a clear plan of action for you moving forward. That's at supernaturallyhealthy.org/clarity. Otherwise, I will see you next week for another kick-ass episode of The Gut Goddess Show. Lots of love.